Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State soccer with Michael Meacham. As Midwestern State starting to find its form with three straight wins, including a 2-0 win over Oklahoma Christian this past weekend. That, after beating UT Tyler at Stain Park 2-0, and the winning streak started with a 5-1 victory over Texas A&M International. Do you feel like your team's playing its best soccer right now?
I feel like we're definitely have been better than we have or at the first part of the season. You know, I wouldn't say that we're at our best, but I think we're getting better. Yes.
I mean, you've definitely rebounded from that loss you had to St. Edward's and come on strong since then.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've learned a lot over the first, I mean, probably 8 to 10 games. So getting us into the conference and things like that. Unfortunately, we dropped a couple of points. We dropped a match against St. Ed's early on, but you know, all you can do is play the next one, and I think we were able to play pretty well against International and play pretty well for spurts against UT Tyler and as well as Oklahoma Christian. We still haven't been able to put a whole 90 minutes together, but we've been able to put some long spells together that have been pretty good.
So I didn't get to see the Oklahoma Christian game, but just kind of looking at the stat sheet, it looks like you played well in the first half of that match.
Yeah, that we were pretty good in the first half, and then the game got pretty direct and pretty stretched and things like that, and then that didn't kind of quite suit us as well as what we were doing in the first half. So we've got to do a better job of when the game gets opened up and stretched like that, we can still be brave enough to play and keep doing what we were doing.
You mentioned a moment ago that you've learned a couple of things. What are a couple of things that the team's learned about itself?
We've learned kind of specific roles and responsibilities for individuals. We've got some guys back that have kind of been in and out of injury. We're fairly healthy right now. Still looking to maybe get one more back here in the next couple of weeks, but we'll find out today or tomorrow. So yeah, we found out kind of squad rotations, how we can handle each individual situation that we're in. Really just kind of getting to know our players a little bit better, and the players getting to know us and that sort of stuff. Kind of certain rotations within the game, not just like as players, but like in individual situations for players in building and defending shape and stuff like that. So we've gotten a little bit better in those things.
One of the players that we've seen come back in the last couple of matches is Gabriel Gakowakai. Mm-hmm. I got to believe that he's going to make you a better team if he's healthy down the stretch.
Yeah,
just
his experience and his kind of leadership and that sort of stuff has been really, really good over just even the last like 2 weeks in training and even in the last two matches. So that's been good for us.
Who are the guys that have stepped up and proven to be the leaders on this team?
I mean, obviously you kind of go back to Parker, obviously being our captain and stuff like that. He's done really, really well for us, kind of giving us a voice like that. Tony has been really, really well coming in after, you know, not maybe having the best individual season last year that he was here. He's really come in and kind of gave us some inspiration and kind of give us some leadership, kind of giving us a voice, kind of giving us some toughness and things like that. And then obviously you have Skylar and Ethan have done really, really well, kind of leading by example and things like that and going. It's really, really surprising. Not surprising, but it's a breath of fresh air to have, like, with Jake and Robles been kind of sharing responsibilities for individual games and rotations and stuff, how much they've kind of really shown maturity and be able to kind of embrace that and kind of get that going.
Yeah, and you played Jake the other day at Oklahoma Christian, mm-hmm. and I thought Robles played really well the other night here at Stang Park.
Robles,
I thought he made
great.
One of the best saves we've seen this year
Robles was great, and I think Jake had one down in Oklahoma that was just as good. So, I mean, yeah, those two have done really, really good job of the situation they're in and what we're asking of them.
And the guys in front of them are playing pretty well, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You got a clean sheet at Oklahoma Christian, and that's not easy to do.
No, getting clean sheets in the Lone Star is not easy. So we've been fortunate enough to be able to do that last two matches.
Let's take a look at what's coming up for Midwestern State. You'll be you'll make the fairly easy road trip in terms of distance. Going to Dallas Baptist, playing at Patriot Soccer Field before you come home to play another Dallas team, the new member of the LSC, UT Dallas. Talk first about Dallas Baptist and what you expect out of that match.
Oh, man, we've kind of been watching video the last couple of days of them. Obviously, DBU's been a tough place for us to play throughout the year, so we're expecting not a hostile environment, but definitely a competitive and spirited environment. I mean, Jess does a really good job with those guys down there. They're going to be extremely organized, high work rate, ability in the final third, toughness and competitiveness in kind of all three lines and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a good one.
What's made that such a tough place for you to play?
If I could tell you, it wouldn't be a tough place to play. So I generally don't know. I mean, obviously, he does a really good job, and they're extremely competitive. I mean, they've been in the conference semifinal or final the last two or three years.
You've seen them in the postseason.
Yeah, we've seen them
in the conference tournament.
Gosh, we've seen them in the postseason two of the last 3 years, I think. So, yeah, I mean, they're a team that just keeps getting better and better every year.
Do you sense there's a rivalry there between Midwestern State and Dallas Baptist? I know.
Everybody wants 3 points, so I think everything's a little bit of a rivalry this time of year. Everybody's trying to get into the conference tournament. Everybody's trying to get into postseason play. Everybody's trying to hopefully lift a trophy at the end of the first week of, what is it, November, and then get into the conference tournament and trying to lift another one. So, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's extremely competitive and has those internal rivalries right now to achieve goals that we've all set.
What do you think about UT Dallas coming into the conference?
I think it's great for the conference. I mean, I think it's good for the state of Texas to get more more teams.
It is kind of nice to have more Texas teams in the Lone Star Conference.
Yeah. It's nice. It's been really good. I've never competed against them, not in a preseason or not in a spring game or anything. So it's going to be new for all of us. All the guys in the team have never done it, so it's going to be something new, which obviously is exciting. And they've after their kind of first weekend when we both went to Colorado. I mean, they've rattled off some impressive wins and some professional performances and things like that to kind of really be a thorn in everybody's side. And hopefully we can be on the right side of it come Saturday night at 9:30.
There's kind of a general consensus that it's not going to take UT Dallas long to be a contender in just about every sport in the LSC, and I'm assuming that would be true in men's soccer.
I think Dallas is a hotbed for soccer. So if you're right in the heart of it, just like DBU is, and just like UT Dallas is, I mean, they're gonna be able to get their name in the hat with a lot of players.
What do they do well? What on the pitch this year? What do you see out of UT Dallas?
Oh, to be honest, I haven't really watched enough of them to kind of pinpoint what they do well or what they don't. But just kind of looking at results, they're being tough to score on, that sort of stuff. And they've been dangerous home and away. So it's not just like they're getting home results or just away results. They're being pretty competitive on both sides of it. So.
That's kind of true of Midwestern State right now, isn't it? You're tough home and away. I mean, you've actually been probably tougher on the road.
Yeah, we've probably had a little bit better results on the road than we have at home. Hopefully we can keep that rolling on Wednesday. But yeah, I mean, I think our last performance at home was a pretty good one. So we're going to try to build off of that. And like I was telling the boys a couple of weeks ago, I was like, guys, I've been here twice and we've had like in the 30s unbeaten streak at home. Twice since I've been here. This place is
that's how you start winning 80% of your games,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, we've done pretty well making this a fortress, and the supporters have and the students have and the community has, and we need to give them something to keep coming out and supporting and keep making this a tough place for everybody to come play. So
I know this is a tough question to answer, but how close are you to playing your best soccer?
I would say, like, right now, it's we've been able to play 35, 45, 55 minutes of it. So, I mean, we still got to get, you know, 30 or 40 more minutes out of these boys to kind of really, really be hitting form for 90 minutes. I mean, I don't think you can really be playing your best unless you're playing competitive and stuff like that for 90 minutes, and we just haven't done that yet. So we're looking to keep pushing and doing that.
When you're playing your best, what does that look like?
I mean, it's really kind of on the front foot of things, really kind of putting pressure on people from front to back, not just from back to front. I mean, obviously we want to keep getting clean sheets and stuff like that. But that's all of 11 of us, but a lot of our stuff kind of comes from front to back and back to front. So, you know, we're going to need to be really, really good in both boxes, but obviously being able to control tempo and being able to kind of do what we want to do, in the middle phases of the game and that sort of stuff. So yeah, we're excited to keep pushing and getting better.
We're kind of in the middle phase of the season. Is it, to use a baseball expression, is it kind of the dog days right now? We have to kind of grind your way through this part of the year?
Yes and no, a little bit. Like I was telling the boys at training the other day, you're right around kind of that fall break type time, right around where midterms are starting to kind of hit, and everybody's kind of on edge. I mean, you've been here like 8 weeks now. And now everything's a little bit annoying. You've been around each other every day. You've eaten with each other every day. You're that sort of stuff. So everything's kind of like a little scab, and you keep picking at it. So I mean, you've got to be able to take that, and work through it, and drive through it, and stuff like that. Not let everything pick. You got to still drag each other along and push each other, and still be competitive, but not volatile, and you know, have energy, but not a lot of emotion to kind of boil over. So yeah, it's a tough time, but it's a good time.
It'd be a good time to get a sweep of these Big D schools.
Yeah, it would be good to get six more points. Would be awesome.
Dallas Baptist on the road in the midweek match, and then Saturday at home, a Saturday night at Stang Park. There's not many environments better than that. 7:30 kickoff against UT Dallas. We'd love to see you at Stang Park. Bring your friends, tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.